Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pale Horse Media Co. Head on over to www.palehorsemedia.co for more of your favorite shows, books, and merch. I have two brand new releases for you over at Pale Horse Media Co. The first one, In His Name, my first dive into fiction. It is just a fun, cool thriller if you're into that kind of sort of thing. And we have the second expanded edition of the original, of the OG, Safety Sucks, the bullshit in the safety profession they don't tell you about. I go through, I expand on some thoughts, add some bonus material, reflect on some of the chapters. So if either of those sound like things you should be interested in, again, head over to www.palehorsemedia.co or find them on your Amazon marketplace. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your support of the books, of the podcast, of the merch store, of everything. It truly means the world to us.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Sam Goodman, The Hop Nerd, asking you to head over to www.thehopnerd.com for all of your human and organizational performance needs, from consultation to training and everything in between, from hop fundamentals to learning team facilitation to culture change planning. We help you out with your human and organizational performance journey. Again, head over to www.thehopnerd.com or send me an email to sam@thehopnerd.com. Hello, howdy, hi everybody, it is Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd, bringing you another episode of the Hop Nerd Live. I hope you're doing absolutely excellent wherever you find yourself out there in the apocalypse. And thank you once again for allowing me, or continuing to allow me, to be your tour guide to this whole apocalypse thing. I hope things are going well wherever you find yourself. Before we jump into this thing, please do me a favor, head over to the website at www.thehopnerd.com. Follow along on all things on social media at The Hop Nerd, except for Twitter, because it is super duper special. It is The Hop Nerd One. Send us an email, sam@thehopnerd.com or thehopnerd@gmail.com. All that kind of stuff is super easy way to get a hold of me. And of course, this is the live show, so this is the easiest way to get a hold of me, is right here, right there above me, 480-877-0155. You can shoot us a text. You can also give me a call, 480-712-5219. We'll give that a shot. We'll see how that works. We'll try to work out the bugs in that thing, and we'll just see what happens. I love talking to you. That's the entire point of this whole thing. So I'm working on figuring out how to make the chat easier, all that kind of stuff. It's been pretty rough trying to get the chat going and all that stuff. Here, Avery's coming over to say hello. Wave, Avery. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. You want to say hi?
Hi.
We know this Avery is the constant guest of the show right now, that she is not in school, right? As you're not doing anything other than being, she's my co-host, she's my producer, I think Avery's my manager. I think that's what we'll go with. But she's here, she's hanging out, we're gonna have a great time. That's what we do when we do these things. I got some big news. So I ordered a new, laptop to go here on the desk. So eventually when it gets here, you know, we're moving at snail speed right now when things ship. But that'd be nice. We won't have to rely on this old hunk of junk anymore. I didn't go with Mac, so let's throw that out there. I got something cheap just to throw on a desk, just to look at your Facebook comments, just to look at the feed, just to look at all that kind of sort of stuff out there. So I'm trying to figure out how to get the comments to come through. That's one thing that I'm working on. Restream has this really handy kind of comment thing, this kind of group chat box that brings in all that stuff from wherever you're looking at it, but it doesn't seem to work really good. So we'll see how that works. I'm kind of watching both right now. So if I miss you, I'm sorry. If I miss your comment, I'm sorry. If it's super important, please jump in. Shoot me a text to one of these numbers. That's the easiest way, or the text number, please. That's the easiest way to probably get a hold of me, and I'll really appreciate it. So we're trying to figure this thing out. We're going to keep testing it. We're going to keep trying, and we're going to keep making it better. And that's ultimately where we're going to go with this whole thing. You see an arm creeping in here into the shot. That is Avery. She's over here messing with everything on the table, as 5-year-olds do. That's what they do, right? That's what they do. She's been our constant guest, of the apocalypse, right? She's been here hanging out with us. You've noticed her make her appearances pretty frequently. It is her mystery machine, so I will say that is her mystery machine. I just think it looks cool. I like it. I like these little things. I don't even remember what they're called, Avery. They're called Play Mobiles. So they're really cool. They have a Ghostbusters one. I want the Ghostbusters one. That's the one that I'm hopefully getting. Here, don't put it in front of the cameras, baby. Go on. It's okay. They can see it. There you go. So I really want to get one of these. Stop it. I really want to get the Ghostbusters one, which I think would be really cool, cause I'm kind of a Ghostbusters nerd. So that would be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can get one. I've been looking at them, but they're super expensive. So the Ghostbusters one is like $50, which is crazy to me. That is that expensive. I can't believe that these little things cost $50. They're fun for her though, because they're not as hard to put together as normal kind of Legos. You can put them together pretty easy. They're almost like half assembled. So it's a lot of fun to put them together and play. They've got little action figures and stuff that come with them. So if you're looking for something to do with the little ones right now, it'd be a lot of fun. These things are cool. They're super expensive. They're super expensive, but they're a lot of fun. I will say that they are a ton of fun to play with. And I'm a grown up, and I usually don't get into stuff like this too much, but look, it's the mystery machine. How cool is that? They have the Ghostbusters car. How cool is that? They've got all that kind of sort of fun stuff. So I am by no means associated with these folks, but I think they're kind of sort of cool. And let me turn off my email in the background here, because I keep getting, between Avery making her appearance in my email. I don't know if you can even hear me. It's been pretty wild the past few days, hasn't it? It's been a blast. It's been interesting. At least we can say that. It's definitely been interesting. Again, how are things going for you? Jump in, shoot us a text, 480-877-0155. Give me a call, 480-712-5219. We'll get this party started. We'll have this conversation. I look forward to having that conversation with you. We're going to dive in to the news. We're going to dive into all of our kind of normal stuff here in just a little bit.
Having that conversation with you.
The comments should be coming through to me. I said that yesterday and they didn't. So that's why I keep saying that. I was bragging all about this really cool, stuff with this new kind of Restream app or Restream software that I'm using, program, whatever it is, using all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be awesome. It's finally, things are finally going to work. I think it'll be cool. I'll finally be able to get everybody's chat. And then I was bragging about all that stuff and it just didn't work, which is crazy. It just didn't work at all. So I got my messages through. I kind of jump in there and I was sending a couple of things back and forth just to see if I could, if they would show up, and they showed up for me. So the stuff that I posted, they would show up. The stuff that several other folks were posting on some of our Facebook pages, at least, did not show up at all until after the fact. And I went back and I'm like, holy crap, I'm sorry, guys. I did not mean to miss you. I was not ignoring you. So, yeah, my bad. I might even see, I'm not sure, there was some comments there about some other stuff that we might have to get into. I'm going to have to take a look and see. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to dig and see what I can find. But there was some pretty interesting comments. And so let's see if I can pull some of this stuff up without drowning you in sound, at least. we'll see what happens. I'm digging. And again, I apologize for missing those. I was relying on some stuff that I thought was going to work pretty good. And it didn't. It totally didn't. So that kind of stinks. So hopefully, let's see what we can find in here.
Yeah, there we go. There was a couple comments. I was talking about normal. And as I was kind of going down the path of what, you know, missing normal and can't wait to get back to normal. Billy Allison had commented on here that can't wait to resume lake trips and red flower runs. That's for sure. That's what I can't wait to get back to is just some form of normal. I can't wait to come back and visit and go to Red Flower. That's one of my most favoritest places in the entire world. And if you don't know about Red Flower, you don't know about, you're missing out. You're really missing out. That's all I can say. What are you doing with your life? That's really what I can say is what are you doing with your life? Red Flower is probably the best. It is the best Chinese restaurant that I've ever been to in my entire life. You've heard me talk about it on here before. I think Billy had actually mentioned it on here. I think Billy had actually mentioned it on here before as well, that Red Flower was one of his most favorite places. I hear Avery over here talking about Red Flower too. She enjoys Red Flower. It's just awesome. And, Billy here's mentioning, South Holston Lake. And man, oh man, just same thing. Just, I miss that. That's some of the stuff I miss from back east. You know, we live here in the desert. We don't have cool lakes. Our lakes kind of suck. That's the only thing I say about it. They kind of suck. The lakes that we have in Arizona, I would really summarize as more glorified cattle ponds, other than you get up to maybe Lake Powell, you get out to Lake Havasu. But the stuff that's kind of close to us, is just not that much fun. I don't know. I like South Holston. I like some of those other lakes where you have trees, you have kind of those clay banks, it's just kind of nice. It's nice. It's fun. There's trees. There's all that kind of other stuff there. And you just don't get that here. Plus here you get rattlesnakes all around the lake. So that's kind of cool, right? How much fun is that? That's not something that we've been into too much. We've been browsing. We've looked. We've browsed at boats. We have thought about that. We took a couple trips up to a lake. I don't remember what lake it was now. But we took a couple trips up to some lakes a while back and we were like, yeah, you know, we should totally get a boat. The problem is we don't have a truck right now. So we'd end up having to get a truck first and then we could think about getting a boat. And that starts to get really expensive. So that idea quickly faded, at least for now. And plus we don't have a place to put a boat because we live in kind of the middle of downtown Phoenix. So that makes it kind of hard to store a boat. You have to get storage and you have to do all that other kind of stuff. That doesn't work too well. I mean, honestly, that just does not work too well, when you're living in downtown. So, we want some of those toys, but I think for now we're kind of holding off. We're going to wait and see. You know, Phoenix probably isn't our forever place, so we're probably going to get out of here at some point in the future. That's probably going to be a long time in the future, but because we both really do enjoy it here. All three of us really enjoy it here, so we'll probably be here for a little bit. But at some point, we're going to move somewhere, or at least try to find some balance between country and city. I know that's something that we've been talking about for quite a while, is trying to find something, at least a little balanced. I got to pull that hat off. It's a little warm in here. They still haven't fixed our air conditioning. At some point, they will. At some point, that's going to become an essential service as Phoenix starts to cook up to about 115 to 120 degrees at some point in the summer. Again, shoot us a text, 480-877-0155. We're jumping on here for a little bit today. Then I'm going to get off here, and we're going to go do some normal stuff. We're going to head over to the grocery store at some point, and I'll give you a status report tomorrow on what Sam's Club looks like. I've been doing that every time we go out to the grocery store and come back. You know, it's kind of like my war reporting. That's my frontline war reporting right now. It's me heading over to Sam's Club and making it back alive, basically, and living to tell you the tales of Sam's Club. One thing that I will say is I've really gotten into – I'm bored. I mean, let's just all be honest with each other. If you're not bored out there, something's wrong. Even my essential peeps out there, things are really slow, it seems like. And I mean, I'm not talking about healthcare. I mean, that's probably crazy. But in some other industries, work has really scaled back to just what has to be done. No extra. So it seems like for a lot of the folks that I'm talking to out there, other than healthcare where it's insane, you know, it's more than insane right now. Things seem to be slow, which is not bad. That's probably good, right? I posted an article. I shared that with you the other day. I posted an article with you the other day talking about that, the five ways how I'm using the apocalypse to recharge my creative reservoirs. I would encourage you to go read that. That's at www.dhopner.com. That's also on my LinkedIn profile. Pretty much anywhere that you find my crap, you will find it. So that's kind of cool. I think that's kind of cool. If you do go read it, let me know your thoughts. Jump in the comments or send me an email. I would really appreciate it. But the whole point in talking about that is that there's not a lot else going on right now, right? You got to find some stuff to do with your time, and it's a really good opportunity to work on some stuff. One thing that I find myself doing right now is I keep looking at like weird, wacky antiques and kind of weird stuff like that. I keep finding myself doing stuff here at the studio and like ordering crap for here. Right. I mean, that's one thing I keep doing a bunch of is ordering crap that I probably shouldn't order. I'll put it into perspective for you. I'm a nerd. We all understand this. We all know that. I like mantiques. I like stuff like that, right? I like really neat stuff. And this has kind of become, or this studio, our studio, is slowly becoming, really our, our kind of our museum of oddities or curiosities and kind of all that stuff. You see my table over here that continually grows and changes. I'll see if I pull up the cam there. You kind of see that there. All that kind of stuff that slowly keeps acquiring onto this table. I just like wacky stuff, interesting things. I'm trying to look to see. I know that I've got one. I know it's in here. There we go. I didn't want to lie to you about any of the stuff that we got, or that I got. So this is, if you leave me bored for long enough, this is the kind of stuff that happens. So I was browsing around on a couple websites last night. Myself, a copper hammer. That's cool. That's one that our near and dear friend, my personal friend and our near and dear friend of the show here, Eli Helbert, has sent me some stuff there. I'm always browsing at that. That's a really crazy website. If you want to go look at some stuff that and really pique your interest or curiosity, that's a really cool spot. But I ended up on this website looking at kind of dude antiques, guy antiques, mantiques, and war antiques. So I ended up ordering some practice sets or a set of practice rounds, 20 millimeter practice rounds. So the artillery rounds. So I ordered a 4-pack of those. Totally need that, right? I totally need a 4-pack of dummy artillery rounds. I also ordered a kit, a 1960s era civil defense CDV-777 radiation detection kit. So if you don't know what that is, you should go Google that. Back to me being a total nerd. That's some crap that I ordered last night, right? So it's this really cool because of the Geiger counter, all this stuff. It runs on D cell batteries, which is kind of nice too. They claim that they can't guarantee whether it works or not. And I get that. But knowing the quality of these old things, they probably work. So I'm super excited to have it sitting here along with my dummy rounds, my practice rounds. And then I also ordered a Hungarian military steel kind of bucket helmet that I want to throw in here. I don't know the year of that yet until it gets here. But I've been browsing some stuff like that. There's some really cool kind of memorabilia, war memorabilia and stuff that it's just neat. Come on. It's just neat, right? So that's some stuff that's on its way here. That's what happens when you leave a nerd bored long enough. When you leave a history buff bored long enough, you end up ordering, Geiger counters and you end up ordering artillery shells, and you end up that's ordering some stuff, kind of weird and wacky stuff that you normally wouldn't order because you want to have it in a collection here at the studio. But hey, at least it'd be something pretty for you to stare at while I'm sitting here rambling about all kinds of crap, right? It'd be something cool for everyone to ponder about and gander at and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff always leads to really interesting conversations. Several live streams ago, it led to us talking about this book that I really love here that's called Beyond the Veil. I think this is the title. Let me throw some crap around. Beyond the Dark Veil, which is basically a book of funeral portraits, was really interesting stuff that led to a long conversation we had. We were going back and forth about all that stuff not too long ago. So I don't know. I just like kind of cool stuff like that. And I think all that's just kind of cool stuff, at least to me. I find it very neat. So yeah, you leave me bored and locked in the house long enough, and I end up ordering a 1960 civil defense Geiger counter. Like the whole set. I end up ordering dummy artillery shells, a 4-pack. Who knew? They come in a 4-pack. I end up ordering Hungarian military helmets and stuff like that. There were some really cool ones that I was looking at that were just neat. And they were basically, I get it. Some of the stuff is kind of morbid. Some of the stuff is kind of crazy. There were some old SS helmets. There were some old US GI World War II helmets. There was some old stuff on there. Obviously, the price tag kind of starts to go up and up and up. And there were some of those era helmets that then they would kind of go through and add some reproduction elements to them, like some of the different regional the SS helmet in particular, some different regional skulls, some different regional things that they would do with that stuff. And it's just super neat. So again, you get bored and you start ordering a bunch of shit that you don't need. And that's kind of sort of what I ended up doing. And then you get bored and you start ordering a bunch of crap that you do need, but you probably shouldn't order right now. A lot of the stuff that we do is what some of the stuff that you might not realize is we dabble in music and all that kind of fun stuff too. So it kind of goes beyond just us here talking and doing the show and doing the podcast and all that stuff. So ordering some stuff, more stuff for the studio, basically ordered, kind of more of an expanded mixing console and some other crap that, you know, that I probably just don't need to be ordering right now, but I am. So I get bored. I'm bored is what I'm saying. I need to calm down. I think that's probably what I'm really saying is that I need to calm down with ordering artillery shells and all that stuff. I haven't quite got to the point of going out and picking up one of those skulls from Copper Hammer yet. I don't know what kind of juju that would put here in the studio. Maybe not so great, right? So I haven't done that yet. And I don't think I will. Not only is the price point kind of ridiculous, but it's a human skull. It's kind of weird. But how are things going for you? Give us a call, 480-712-5219. Text me, 480-877-0155. How are things going in your neck of the woods? If you're listening to this after the fact, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, because if you are, it's definitely after the fact. If you're watching our live stream after the fact, you can use these numbers anytime to get a hold of us, to leave us a message, to give us something to talk about, to leave us some topics, any of that kind of sort of stuff. It's you can always get a hold of us. So don't hesitate to use those numbers to give us a yell, even if you're listening to us and we're not here. That's a good way. If you want to just jump in, maybe you watch this in the middle of the night. That's cool too. Maybe you watch this super early in the morning. We're going to talk about that in a second. You can give us a yell and we can talk about it, right? Super duper fun. So make sure you get a hold of us anytime. Thing that's super cool that I wanted to share with you. We've been looking at some other stuff. I got to throw some keys over here. I had to cut the break really quick because they're basically scouring for keys and all that kind of stuff. I apologize, but it's kind of what happens when you bring everybody to work. That's what happens. But I wanted to share with you that we've been looking at the schedule. That's one thing that I've been looking at is how can we deliver a better show, I guess. And that's, I keep talking about that. I just want to keep adding more and more and more. And I've got to be cautious with that. Eventually I'll get outside of what's healthy for me. And I don't necessarily want to do that. I want to continue to bring you quality and I want to continue to make this thing better and better and better. And I keep saying I can't wait for us to kind of emerge out of whatever the freaking apocalypse thing this is. I can't wait to get out of this, and get to the point where we can actually go back to normal. To where we can get to the point of having folks here in the studio with us. That's what I'm really looking forward to, is having folks here. I really, really, really look forward to having folks here. That's kind of the whole point. I keep saying that. That's my luck, right? That's our luck. We're going to do this thing, right? I'm going to go through and we're going to deck out this studio, right before the apocalypse happens and nobody can come hang out with us. That kind of stinks, right? But it is what it is. It's given us plenty of time to work on perfecting this thing. And we're slowly working at it. We're slowly chipping away at perfecting this thing. We're slowly trying to make this thing a little bit better and better. But at some point, you're going to see that we're going to have some folks hanging out here with us. And that's going to be fun. We're basically getting this thing set up. And I'd mentioned ordering the console and a couple of other things that we've been doing. So we can kind of expand our capabilities. I'm already working on lining up kind of this. I don't know what we're going to call it. Maybe in memory of the late, great John Prine, we might call it the Whole Damn Family Show. I don't know. He used to put on a Christmas show called The Whole Damn Family, which was pretty interesting. I don't know. We'll call it something, but I basically want to get a whole bunch of damn people together at one time and just hang out and have a conversation, at least do that with some frequency. I think that'll be fun, and then obviously have random interesting people here, whether they're safety-related or not. Again, I'm in Phoenix. People are traveling through here all the time. We get some amazing folks here in town all the time, and I'm going to try to push them in the direction of coming over and hanging out with us once we get outside of this weird and wacky apocalypse thing. So that's going to be fun. I really, really look forward to that. We're always trying to grow the show, always trying to increase the quality. But the whole kind of roundabout story here is that next week we're going to try some stuff. So I've been doing this thing every single day for a while, and that might continue. I don't know. I don't know what next week is going to bring, right? I keep telling you that. I'm not making commitments. I'm sorry. I'm just not making commitments right now. It's the apocalypse, baby. I'm not making commitments. It's just not going to work. But next week, at least on Monday, we're going to start on Monday. And I want to hear your feedback on this. I really want to hear your input. I want to hear really what you would find interesting, what you would find useful, what you would really enjoy from the show, because it's kind of important to me that you like the show, that you kind of enjoy it. That's kind of the whole point. And it kind of sort of, I always joke about this and say it's all for me, but it's not, right? I do this because, you know, you're out there. If I'm just getting echoes back, then I probably wouldn't do this thing very much, but what we're looking at starting Monday, I was talking over the past few days about doing this whole kind of early morning something, thinking about doing some type of early morning something. And I think we're going to pilot that. We're going to beta test that a little bit this coming Monday. A good significant portion of my listeners, are actually based in the East Coast. So that's interesting. And then also, I get a lot of folks here that I've talked to that are traveling around. They're getting up early. They're going to work in the morning. They're saying, you know, you should put some stuff out early. I put my podcast out super early. They like that. So we're going to play around with putting the show, at least one session of it, this Monday, super early. And when I say super early, I mean like 5:30 Phoenix early. So super early. So like before I go do anything else for the rest of the day. So that might sound scary to some of you. I'm already up. My ass is up at like 4:30 most mornings. I've been doing this. I'm a safety dude. I've been used to getting out of bed at 3 o'clock every freaking morning for the past 15 years. Like that's what we do, it seems like. Right? It seems like what we do. But so 4:30 is kind of late for me to get up. 5 o'clock is kind of late for me to get up. So it'll be fine. I'll be fine. I promise. But we're going to give that a shot. And I've been kind of like doodling out a little bit of a schedule. And I've been thinking about that, of maybe keeping the Wednesday show at 5, the Friday show at 8, and making a Monday show super early. Once we get back to this kind of, you know, not doing this thing every single day. I've got to get back to life at some point. I'm doing this right now because I have a small bit of extra time to do this, right? Because we're not doing a lot of anything else. So we're just kind of doing this thing live every single day to come hang out with you, have this conversation with you, try to bring us together, try to spread our message of preparedness, not panicked, and helping, not hiding, right? We continue to try to promote that message. And instead of just trying to make the world a better place to work right now, we're really trying to focus on making the world a better place to like survive, right? So that's kind of what we're working on right now. But as we emerge from this, I think that's probably what we're going to do. So just let me know. What do you think? Does that sound dumb or does that sound cool? What do you think? I would love to hear from you. You can always text us. That's an easy way to let me know. You can jump in there. You can jump in the comments. I always want to hear from you there as well. So we're always wanting to make this better for you. That's really where I'm going. So we're looking at this Monday. We're going to beta a show. So hang out. It's going to be the same kind of show. It's going to be me here rambling and venting and talking about the news and talking about anything else. It's just the Hot Mirror Life. It is what it is. It's going to be call in. It's going to be the whole same kind of thing. You call in, you text in, you can do whatever, and we'll have this conversation, right? I think that'll be fun. We're looking at doing that on this Monday. So just something to keep an eye out for. Monday around 5:30. I think that's the time I scribbled down. I could be wrong. I'll put something out. Look for that. But I think it's 5:30. Let's say 5:30. 5:30 works for me. We'll say 5:30 Phoenix time. So that's 8:30 East Coast, I believe, right now. So for my East Coast peeps, that's right at the get-go of your morning. So something for you to listen to as you drive to work, something for you to listen to as you're wandering around, as you're getting your day started, as you're waking up first thing in the morning, and we'll probably still be in lockdown, quarantine, whatever the flip we want to call this thing. But we're going to try that out. So tune in, listen, let me know what you think. Let me know how that time slot works for you. And then we're going to maybe add that to our normal lineup. Our normal non-apocalypse lineup will probably be Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the live show. That's what I'm thinking. The podcast drops on the same day, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, right? That's basically what I'm thinking. I don't want to get craps mixed up on all kinds of different days. Let's just keep it nice and simple, and we'll just run with that probably. That's what I think is going to happen. No promises, but just something for you to be on the lookout for. Again, we are here to take your calls. We are here to have that conversation with you. You can always call us 480-712-5219. You can always text us 480-877-0155. You can always jump in to the comments section. That's probably the easiest way, that and text messaging, calling. It doesn't matter to me. However you're comfortable hanging out with us, that's what we want you to do. Let's jump over and see what's going on in the news today. The news just infuriates me right now. That's one thing that I find to be super infuriating. It's just the news. I'm going to try not to get the audio going on here. Coronavirus news live. Worldwide deaths exceed 100,000 as Boris Johnson is able to do short walks. Of course he is. So let's just throw that out there, right? That we're looking at an illness, a disease that has, what, a 97% survival rate? How much longer are we going to be able to justify destroying the economy? I'm just asking for a friend. How much longer are we going to be able to justify destroying the economy for something that 95 to 97% of people will walk away from with no issue? Just saying. I'm just saying. H1N1 was much more fatal than this, and we didn't do this. I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than that. I think we really have to ask ourselves those tough questions. How much longer can we continue this? How much longer does this get to the – when does this get to the point of saying, okay, we're spiking suicide rates because we're forcing people to stay at home. We're spiking domestic violence rates because we're continuing to force people to stay at home. We're spiking unemployment rates. We're leading businesses to financial ruin. We're destroying the economy in general because of something that 95 to 97% of people will survive. I'm just a dumb hillbilly, but that math doesn't work for me. I'm just saying, I get where we started, why we started, where we've been, our reaction, but we can't continue to maintain that reaction on and on and on and on and on. It seems like at some point, something's got to give, right? I mean, it just really seems like at some point, something has got to give. And I understand and I respect approaching it with caution. I understand and I respect where we started and where we've been. But we just can't keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. As the evidence and the data starts to change, it seems like we need to start to read and understand that and start listening for those whispers in that data and really trying to figure out where we should go next rather than continuing to say, well, I don't know, let's just keep doing this. Because we're scared. I don't know. It seems wacky to me. It seems wacky. It seems like we need to maybe approach it in a different, with a fresh perspective. We said that Boris Johnson was able to do short walks amid continued recovery on Britain's deadliest day. Today was Britain's deadliest day. The death toll rises to 866 in England. The UK lockdown will be lifted for certain age groups and areas first. Well, of course. I've been interested with taking kind of a look at how other countries have basically approached this. It's been really interesting. It's been really interesting because some have went extreme lockdown, some have not. Sweden has a very interesting one where they're kind of saying, you know, it's had this really, really terrible mistake that they didn't force people into staying home. But a lot of what it is, they're they're continuing to say, most articles you'll read are saying, well, it's just continuing to look like a big mistake. But at some point, you have to weigh these things out. It can't be completely one way or the other. And they were basically saying, well, if you're not in these really high-risk groups, then you can go about living your life. If you're in these high-risk groups, then you need to be locked down. You need to not go out. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting to see the way that Sweden is taking that. And you can go Google that for yourself. You can go look up some of that information for yourself. Again, I don't know, but it's pretty wild to see the different approaches that countries have taken to this thing. I was reading some stuff earlier, and I don't know if I saved it. Hopefully I saved it, because I've been trying to screenshot stuff every now and again so I can remember to read about it, and I don't think I did. I totally didn't. But it was basically a report talking about how a lot of these folks are testing now. Take this for what it's worth, because I don't have the article in front of me. You can go Google it. I'm not going to sit here and type it in, and you can go silent on the air for 10 seconds to type this crap in. But it shows from a lot of the testing that where it seems like we're seeing out there that like 30 to maybe upwards of 50% of folks already have antibodies for COVID-19 in their system, showing that they've already gotten this and recovered. We had some folks on the show earlier, several streams back, asking that question, thoughts on that. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't really looked that much into it. So I don't know. I don't know. But they're saying, well, you know, there was some data released. Somebody was basically writing an article saying, that there was a pretty good idea that maybe this was the issue. This was the crud that everyone got back in November and December. And a lot of folks had already been exposed, come down to this and recovered. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Again, I'm just a dumb hillbilly. Don't listen to me. But go take a look at that. I haven't done any research on that. I haven't done enough to formulate an opinion on that. I don't know. But I was browsing through some news earlier today, and I'd seen that article, and I found that to be pretty interesting, that folks were saying, yeah, this was a lot of the folks that were testing were finding that a good chunk of folks have already had this and have recovered. They already have antibodies in their system, demonstrating that they've basically come down with this and they don't have the active virus in their system. They've recovered from this. So that's pretty interesting to see that that's already happened to a vast majority of folks. And the article was citing like somewhere between 30 and 50%. I don't know where that data comes from. I don't know. I don't even remember where the article was written. It seems like I remember it being somewhere reputable. But again, I could be wrong. Go take a look at that for yourself. I'm just passing on to you some of the stuff that I hear, some of the stuff that I'm seeing out there. So pretty interesting. How wild would that be? Again, I think that we really need to think about how much longer we can sustain, how much longer we can continue to do this stuff. Again, go look at some of the Swedish stuff, some of the stuff that they've actually done. They refuse lockdowns. And again, I don't know exactly what that looks like. But so Sweden does not have a lockdown. And this is the numbers that I'm pulling up right now. This is on Google. This is active. This is pretty active, right? So this is on Google. You can go look up Sweden COVID-19 right now. Sweden refused a lockdown. They've had 9,600 confirmed cases with 870 deaths. I don't know what that looks like in percentage of population of Sweden, but again, that seems like pretty reasonable numbers. I don't know. That doesn't seem like it's all that bad to me. I get it. I'm not belittling the 870 folks that died. Don't get me wrong. But again, we're talking about an illness that has a 95 to 97% survivability rate. I don't know. It seems like going outside has a higher mortality rate. Just in general, like walking across the street, it seems like you would have a greater chance of dying from walking across the street than you would from catching COVID-19 and dying, especially if you're not in a high-risk group. I don't feel like I'm full of shit on that one. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like I'm that full of shit there. That's what we continue to see, and we continue to see countries that continue to refuse lockdown, such as Sweden, that, of course, their cases are rising. But it doesn't seem like they're flattening out any. We're in a lockdown and their numbers are not that far apart, right? I don't know. It's crazy. But again, I don't know. I'm a dumb hillbilly. Don't take my word for it. And I'm not putting down the measures that we've taken. Well, I kind of sort of am. Maybe some of the lockdown stuff. But it makes sense, right? To do the stuff that makes sense, to wash your hands, to even to the point now of wearing masks. Again, and that's another rant. I won't rant too much in this one. I shared a video by the one and the only and the amazing Lex Friedman. If you don't know who Lex Friedman is, you should go follow along with Lex Friedman. He's into AI and all this kind of cool stuff. He was just on the Joe Rogan podcast. Excellent, excellent podcast. He's a frequent guest on there, frequent flyer on Joe Rogan. But he had shared a video talking about some of the and showing some studies on the masks, surgical masks, that is. And it was really interesting to see that. And I really liked the way that he simply put this out there. The problem with the masks are, the surgical masks, is that people think that you wear them to protect you. And that's a problem. That's the beef that I have with it. A surgical mask will not protect you from jack shit. Again, fight me. It won't protect you from jack shit, period. It's a surgical mask. There's no seal. There's nothing there. It's not really a filter. That's not what it is. It's not what it's there for. I like the way that he threw this out there. He said, because there's been a lot of change from our glorious government on the recommendation around wearing masks. And they encourage folks to wear face coverings now when you're in public. And the reason being is a lot of the stuff that Lex was sharing. I shared that video on my LinkedIn, so please go take a look at that. And if you can't find my LinkedIn, just go YouTube it. Just look up Lex Friedman masks, and I'm sure you'll find it. And he basically shared that, the whole point of wearing the mask is to protect others from you, right? And we've been saying that here since day one. The mask doesn't give you any protection. It helps. The only thing that it can help is maybe help you from spraying your shit on everyone else, right? So the whole point is that I would wear my mask to protect you, and you would wear your mask to protect me. It's not for selfish reasons. I wouldn't wear a mask to protect me from you. Right. You would wear yours to protect me. I would wear mine to protect you. Right. Because God forbid I'm a carrier and I'm asymptomatic. Right. And that mask would at least help prevent me from spreading so much crap to you. That's the whole point of the mask. So that it was a very beautiful video, honestly. And it had some really great, great info in it. If you want to go take a look at that, go check it out. I really, really enjoyed it. It was finally nice to see some folks from the scientific community putting out some better information there. So again, go check that out. I really, really like that. And that kind of leads me to a little bit of, I don't want to get too deep into another rant, but I don't want to bypass any of the comments. I mentioned to you yesterday that I had missed some crap, right? I totally missed some comments. And I didn't mean to. I totally didn't mean to. But we had a comment saying, what do you think about the news saying that African Americans are being harassed because they're wearing bandanas and masks over their faces, and they say people are racially profiling them? I don't know. I really don't know. I think that this is a really good opportunity. Anytime there's panic, it's a really good opportunity for racists to be racist. I think it's a really good opportunity for folks to be xenophobic. I think it's a really good opportunity for people just to let their inner asshole out. And unfortunately, a lot of times the police aren't any different. Right. So police are people too. They have their own biases, their own opinions about things. I know a good number of police officers out there, and the vast majority of them are amazing, kind and caring, amazing people. 99.999% of them, I would assume. But from what I have seen, I did see a couple of those videos. I did watch that. And so I don't know. I don't know. Unfortunately, it's this. This is my take on a lot of that situation. My take is number one that, and without, because I can't really get into the specific. I don't believe that that's exactly what's happening. But from the videos that I've seen, it was pretty crappy. And I'll give you an example. You can go look those videos up. You can go watch those for yourselves. They're all about the same. But in this particular situation, what I've seen, I didn't see systemic problems. I seen a really shitty cop in this video is what I say. Like I said, don't take my words out of context. Those are the only examples that you see. You see the worst of the worst, right? You see those little blips of the worst of the worst. You don't see the 99% of police officers that are amazing. You just don't. Now, are there some systemic problems? We can start talking about that if you guys want to. We can dive into that, you know, the blue line protects the blue line, all that kind of stuff. You know, shitty cops are still are protected by good cops because they have to, they kind of prop up the whole system, right? That's the scarier part about a lot of this, but we won't get down that path right now, at least. That's a whole day of talking in another, you know, another conversation. But that's my kind of take on the general situation when we see anything like that, is that you see the worst, right? That video is the worst scenario. I don't think that's systemic, not from what I've seen so far. But again, from what I've seen so far and what I've seen in most of these situations is that the vast majority of what's happening is not that. The vast majority of what's happening are folks out there doing great things, or police officers out there doing amazing things for their communities, right? That's mostly what's happening. That's 99% of it. The situations like what we've seen with this video and some of these videos that were floating around, I think you got shitheads. I think you got a couple shitheads and you need to deal with those shitheads. Just because you put a badge on doesn't, if you're a shithead and you put a badge on it, just makes you a shithead with a badge, right? That's just how that works. So again, the vast majority of those folks, there's nothing magical about putting that badge on that makes these folks amazing people, right? They're amazing people from the get-go if they are, right? And again, the vast majority of these folks that I know tons of these folks personally, they're amazing folks. That's all I can say about them. So that's my opinion, is that the vast majority of what you're seeing out there, or what we're seeing from our law enforcement community, there's amazing folks doing amazing things. That's 99% of it. That's 99% of it. You're going to get these videos of shitheads every now and again being shitheads, right? Shitheads are going to be shitheads. That's what you see when you see those videos pop up. But that is usually, and I think in this situation it's the same, I think that is the minority, right? I don't think that's really the norm out there. I think the norm is that police officers are out there in the middle of this crazy shitstorm that's going on, and they're doing their best to serve their communities, protect their communities, take care of us, and be helpful like most of us are being. And every now and again, you're going to get an asshole, right? And I think that's what you got in that video, right? So I'm sure that that individual is being dealt with. I'm sure that we'll see that be dealt with swiftly. That's usually how those things go. I've got a feeling that that guy at least won't be employed at that police department for a while. Again, go take a look at that video if you haven't seen it. I would encourage you to go out and look at it. It was super interesting. It was, when I see stuff like that, it makes me mad, just as it makes anybody mad, right? But again, I don't think that's the norm. I don't think that's the rule. I think that's the exception, right? I just haven't seen that. I've seen folks out there really trying to help their communities, and again, the majority of police officers are out there trying to serve their communities, take care of their communities, not do that. So, just something to think about there. Just something to think about. I don't know, right? What are you seeing out there? I'm always interested. Give me a call, 480-712-5219, or shoot me a text, 480-877-0155. You can always jump in the comments. That's an easy way to talk to us, right? I'm working on this whole Restream thing. You know, we simulcast this thing all over the place, so you can watch us on any of our Facebook pages. You can watch us on my personal Facebook page. You can watch us over on my page, my Samuel Goodman page, or Sam Goodman. Sam Goodman Media, journalist, whatever. I don't even remember what I put it under, but that's me. You also have the Dad, Daddy, Daughter Media page. That's the stuff that myself, Jarrell, and Avery, we all kind of do together. And then you can also watch us over on Twitch. You can watch us on Periscope. You can watch us on YouTube. You can also head over to www.thehopnerd.tv, and you can watch us there. When we're live streaming, whether it's this show or any other show that we might do in the future, so we're talking about doing some other stuff with our Dad, Daddy, Daughter Media stuff. You can easily find us by going to any of our websites. We have several. We have daddaddydaughtermedia.com. We have thehopnerd.com. We have hominumhpi.com. We have several domains. I buy up domains like it's Christmas candy. I guess that's a saying. I don't know. I just made that up. We'll go with it. But I buy up tons of domains. You can go to sugoodman.com, I think that's me too. I buy up a bunch of crap. You can go to thehopnerd.net, blah, 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 right? Anywhere where you find us, you can pretty much find our live stream. So any of our websites, you can find us. We live stream it. It goes right there to those. You can find us on Periscope, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. You can find us all over the place. Really, really easy to get a hold of us. Really, really easy to see us. So, and we want to make it easy for you to find us. That's a big part of this. We just want to make it easy to get out there, easier for you to find us, all of that stuff. Again, the Hop Nerd YouTube channel. We're That's not live streaming over to the Dad, Daddy, Daughter Media YouTube channel yet. We might at some point. I might add that in there. I don't know. Either way, just trying to get it out there to you. Just trying to make it very accessible to you. And with all of those, I'm trying to use this whole Restream thing to get all those comments into one spot. So we'll see. It's not been working super great. But I do have all the other windows pulled up, so I can see you. I can see you right now. I hope if it pops up, I'll keep an eye out for you. I'm kind of shuffling between different tabs and looking for comments and watching the phone and kind of sort of all of that other stuff all at the same time. One of these days, we might even be able to convince LinkedIn to let us stream over there, but they don't. Right? LinkedIn's all kind of rude, rude old LinkedIn, right? But again, things are going great here for us. I'm going to get off here in a minute now because I got to go to the grocery store. I got to go to Sam's Club. We got to go face the Sam's Club. I don't have a mask. I'm not going to wear one, I don't think. I haven't got to the point of wearing one yet. I just haven't, right? I don't know. I think I look cool in a bandana. I don't know. That might kind of look cool. I might have to get me one of those like skull and crossbones kind of bandanas. That's a really cool business to be in right now. If you're selling bandanas and kind of the little dusk bandana things and kind of all of that stuff, that's probably a pretty profitable business to find yourself in right now. Let's dive into some other stuff. I kind of got down the news and then kind of stopped and just kind of started looking at some other crap. We got down the Sweden rabbit hole for a few minutes. Google Sweden, look at their approach. I think that's something interesting to see their approach to how all this stuff has been happening. Let's just dive into the news. Trump says the U.S. will have substantially under 100,000 deaths from a coronavirus. Way lower. That's what they say, lower than – way lower. Way lower than original estimates. New York sees nearly 800 coronavirus deaths in just one day, Cuomo says. Summer festival organizers should think carefully about canceling, says Governor J.B. Pritzker. I don't know where is that? Is that Illinois? I think that's Illinois, right? Is that he Illinois? Or am I wrong? I think he is Illinois. Let me look. We're going with Illinois. I'm not saying it, but I'm pretty sure he's Illinois. But pretty interesting, you know, because I really do think that we're going to see how we react as we start to move out of this thing. I think that's going to be pretty interesting. What are we going to do when all this crap is canceled and then we don't know what to do? FDA warns Alex Jones to stop pitching bogus virus remedies. Look, whether you like Alex Jones, whether you love Alex Jones, whether you hate Alex Jones, and I don't really know. I find him super entertaining. I don't believe a word that comes out of Alex Jones's mouth. I like listening to him because he's hilarious, right? The problem is that Alex Jones gets so nutbagged out there because he's been proven right on a couple things. Nobody likes to admit that, but he's had a couple things that he's called out that end up being true. He just gets so out there on other things that you just can't believe him, right? Right. You really just can't believe him sometimes, but it's really interesting. I still support Alex Jones' freedom of speech. I'm so against all this deplatforming crap that we continue to see. I don't get it. Again, Alex Jones has just been a pretty hard target, right? It's just a target for folks, it seems like, nowadays. And he doesn't make it hard for people to be mean to him. He makes it kind of sort of easy, right? He definitely makes it easy. This article says, U.S. health officials are warning conspiracy theorists and radio host Alex Jones to stop pitching bogus remedies for the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration sent a warning letter Thursday ordering Jones to stop falsely claiming that toothpaste, mouthwash, and other products sponsored by his show can help prevent COVID-19. Well, I don't know. They're antiseptics, right? So, I don't know. I won't go there. Jones, known for pushing conspiracy theories about school shootings at September 11th terrorist attacks, touted the products on multiple shows last month, according to the letter. The agency states that by making these claims, Jones is promoting illegal, unapproved drugs, which can financially have financial penalties and all of that kind of other stuff. And then, of course, if you tote anything that's not approved by the FDA and by anyone else, then you start cutting into some of their paycheck, which probably isn't good either. And again, I'm not saying toothpaste is going to cure the coronavirus. That seems kind of dumb to me. But again, I don't know. It might be addicted of a bigger problem, but we won't go there. We won't go there today. Let's see what else is going on in the news other than Alex Jones. Let's see. I guess it's big news that Pope Francis is helped to his feet as he celebrates Good Friday Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Coronavirus worldwide death total, we mentioned that, hits over 100,000. EU finance ministers reach $590 billion coronavirus rescue deal. I don't know. I'm just wondering. It just seems like we're printing money all over the world. It doesn't seem like that's going to end very well. It never does. Let's just be honest. Anytime we start meddling, it never seems to end well. UFC event postponed after Commissioner Dana White told to stand down by ESPN and Disney. I was looking forward to this. Highly anticipated Ultimate Fighting Championship event, UFC 249, scheduled to take place on April 18th, has been postponed after the organization was told to stand down by ESPN and parent company Disney. Today we got, and that's the problem when you have parent companies, the UFC, I don't know. Today we got a call from the highest level you can go at Disney, the highest level of ESPN. UFC President Dana White told ESPN in an interview Thursday, and the powers that be, they are asking me to stand down and not do this event Saturday. White had previously said UFC 249 could proceed on an unidentified private island. He was looking to secure that island. He referred to it as Fight Island. ESPN said in a statement that it has been in constant contact with the UFC regarding UFC 249. Nobody wants to see sports return more than we do, but we didn't feel like it was the right time for a variety of reasons. ESPN expressed his concern to UFC, and they understood. I don't know. I think it would have been cool. I thought it was good. I was really hoping that it would go. Damn you, Disney. You ruin everything. Let's just be honest. Disney's really good at ruining shit, right? A good example, I don't know, Star Wars, right? UFC, I don't know. Let's just throw a bunch of other shit on a list that Disney's really good at ruining. I don't know. It just seems like they're really, really good at messing stuff up, including the UFC now. But that's the UFC's fault. They should have never gotten to bed with crap like that anyways. But another argument, another day. There's a whole list here of where to buy cloth face masks. Face masks are sold out on Amazon and Walmart, but you can still get handmade alternatives from these websites. As I said, the CDC recommends everyone wears a face mask, but mask manufacturer masks are sold out everywhere. Homemade cloth masks have been touted as a solution, but not everyone has the time or Not everyone has the time or resources to make a face mask. It's entirely too hard. God, really? Just Google the face mask pictures. It's hilarious, right? I can't talk about these. It's hilarious. But you can figure it out. And I don't know. Maybe I'm cruel, but if you can't figure it out, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you don't deserve one. I don't know. That's just me. I'm joking. Calm down. I'm joking. But really, you can't figure out how to make a face mask? I don't know. Seems kind of wild. I don't have the time. All you have right now is time. That's it. That's all there is right now is time. You literally have just time. We're all, the vast majority of us, 80% of our world is locked away. I think you have time. I definitely think you have time to be able to make a freaking face mask. But in case you don't have the time or the resources or the know-how to make such an advanced face covering device, here are five places that you can look to buy a mask before going outside in the scary pandemic. Etsy and other maker sites. So there's a ton of that crap that's going on out there. And they make them in all kinds of pretty cool colors too. So you get all kinds of crap from Etsy, outdoor apparel stores. Yep, that's for sure. REI, our REI is here. That's who they show in this article. Ours haven't been open. At least the times I've been by them, they've been shuttered up. So I don't know. Pretty interesting. Small boutiques and designers. There's folks making them all over. Custom Ink, you can get them from there. There's all kinds of places where you can get these things, it looks like. I've noticed a lot of people making them in the communities. You get them from there. We all kind of know that crafty person. I know several of those, several crafty folks that are out there kind of making this stuff and slinging that crap and selling stuff like that, which is good. I think that's good, right? I'm this close to buying a son, but he just start selling crap on the internet. That sounds like something I could do. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe we'll make the Hop Nerd branded face masks. If you see those pop up on the website, I'll be selling by the bundle of hundreds. I'm not going to price gouge because I don't want to get trouble because we are in a state of emergency. But I don't know. Hell, maybe we will. Let's see what happens. I might start making face masks for a living. Seems like that business is going to be flourishing for quite a while. I've got this nice little studio here. We can just turn this into a production line. Heck, we could even – Avery's outside right now. Avery and Drill are outside playing, but I'll put those two to work. They can help me sew. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe we can make them in cool kitty cat designs. Maybe we'll make leopard print, and we'll put all kinds of fun stuff on there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's a time to get innovative. I think that is one thing we can bring from all this stuff, is it is time to get innovative with everything. And I think you're going to see people making tons of money off masks, and I think that's kind of cool. I think that's cool, right? I think that's cool to see folks finding a way. They're finding a way to make this stuff work, to really find a way to make business continue and business happen. It's probably not a bad thing right now. I think that's an excellent thing that we're finding ways to innovate, that we're finding ways to continue to make businesses work. We're finding new ways to make money, right? We're finding new ways to really be entrepreneurial, and that's cool. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. How are things going for you? I'm getting ready to get out of here. I'll be honest with you. I'm getting ready to hang up here in just a second. I say hang up, but I guess get off the air is probably a more suitable term for that. I'm getting ready to get off the air here pretty soon. If you want to jump in and give us a call, 480-712-5219. Give us a text, 480-877-0155. You can give us a yell. Again, I share with you, both of these numbers are always available. You can get a hold of us day or night, here or not here, on live, on the air, not on the air. These are always available. Jump into the comments. Send us a DM. Send us an email. All that kind of stuff. Again, I missed some stuff yesterday. We covered it today. Right? There's your proof. I will talk about it. If you send it to me, I will talk about it, at least if I find it interesting and not dumb. If it's dumb, I might not talk about it. I don't know. And if it's really dumb, then I definitely will talk about it. So there you go. You got a pretty good chance of making it on here if you want to. I think that's always fun because it's the conversation. That's why we do this. That's why it's fun. We really enjoy this. We always enjoy this. It's just a blast. It's just a blast for me. I'm continuing to browse through the news just a little bit. Just taking a look, not seeing anything too crazy going on out there. I don't know. I'm getting ready to get off here, I think. I hope things have been going good for you. We might look at, I don't know, probably not. I don't know. I was thinking maybe we'll look at some birthdays, but maybe not. Let's see if there's anything going on this day in history. We might as well before we hang up, or before we go off the air, excuse me, on this day in history. On this day in history, let's see if there's anything interesting. The ASPCA is founded on this day, on April 10th, 1866. I didn't realize that they were that old. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I think that's pretty cool. I think that is pretty neat. The ASPCA, huh? The ASPCA. So, let's see. What else? Anything else good? Anything else good? And on this day in 1942, the Bataan Death March begins. Sad day. Very, 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 very sad day. In 1970, Paul McCartney announced the breakup of the Beatles. Sad day announcing the breakup of the Beatles. So that's definitely a sad day in history. I'm playing with this new like sound effects thing that I got, and I'm trying to see if I can find anything that matches any of this stuff. And I just can't right now. I'm just looking. I'm browsing. So if you see me kind of like looking away, kind of digging, I haven't even turned play to the sound. I haven't checked the sound. I don't even know what it sounds like coming through. See if that comes through for you. I don't know. Let's see. So we'll try a couple here and see what it sounds like. I might be totally screwing up the audio, but I'm cool with it. In 1834, here we go. After surrendering to the Union, General Lee gives his final address to the troops. That's pretty interesting. In 1778, Revolutionary War Commander John Paul Jones sets out to raid British ships. I think that's pretty neat. All kinds of cool stuff going on in this history, or on this day in history. Let's see what we have for famous birthdays today. If there's anything good out there. I don't know. Again, I'm playing with these wacky sound effects. I don't know what they sound like. It'll be interesting to see. Today is April 10th. Nothing good. Not seeing anything. Mandy Moore, 36. Mandy Moore, 36 today. Who else do we have? Anyone else out there? Slim Jesus, 23. Slim Jesus, in case you're wondering. You can go look up that. Slim Jesus, I don't know. You can go look him up on YouTube if you don't know who Slim Jesus is. You'll get a nice little hilarious laugh out of that. Anybody else very interesting? Not seeing anything. I'm slowly scrolling through, and maybe it's your birthday today. Hopefully it is. That would be kind of cool. Here's a great one. And I don't know how he ends up all the way down here on this level, but Steven Seagal, 68 today. Steven Seagal, 68 today. John Madden, 84 today. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Paul Bearer. If you don't know who that is, you can go look that up. He would have been, he died in 2013. He was born in 1954. So today would have been his birthday as well. For all those wrestling folks out there that are kind of sort of into all of that stuff. Well, I think that's about all I've got today. Thank you. We looked at the news. We talked about all this other kind of crap. I ranted a bunch. I told you what's going on in my life. I told you what's going on here in the wonderful state of Arizona. I got to respond to some stuff that I missed yesterday, which is kind of sort of nice, right? That was kind of cool. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday. We're figuring out the bugs. We're working the kinks out. I keep telling you that. But thank you for continuing to spend some time with us, continuing to hang out with us. Like I said, let me tell you this again so we don't forget. We're going to beta test, we're going to try out, we're going to give it the old college try on Monday. On Monday, we're going to try an early morning show. Okay, we're going to try that early morning just to give it a shot, just to see how it goes. Tell me if you like it. Let me know, because that's kind of sort of what I'm thinking about doing. Not all the time. Doing basically, this is my thoughts, right? Let me share this with you again before I get out of here. Early morning show on Monday, 5 p.m. show on Wednesday, 8 p.m. show on Friday. That's what I'm thinking. That's my thoughts right now. That's what I'm stewing over right now. Let me know what you think. That's what I'm thinking about doing. Hopefully we'll see how Monday goes, and then I'll reassess and go from there. So tune in and check it out. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. Follow along on all things social media at The Hop Nerd, except for Twitter, because it's a super duper dumb special something. It's The Hop Nerd One. Go check us out on YouTube. That's an easy way to follow along with all the kind of fun stuff we're doing, especially with a lot of the video content I'm trying to work on. I'm slowly working on that stuff, slowly making that stuff happen. That's an easy way to watch the live stream. Or you can go to thehopnerd.tv. That's www.thehopnerd.tv. And you can watch us there. It live streams instantly right there. Right? And all of our websites that are out there, you can get our live stream feed practically anywhere that you find us. So that's kind of cool. We simulcast this thing all over the place. And that's why it's kind of complicated. We're trying to figure out how to get comments and all that kind of stuff. We're slowly figuring that stuff out, which is kind of sort of fun. It's kind of sort of annoying. It annoys the shit out of me, all that stuff all at the same time, but it's a blast. So that's all I've got. Make sure you follow along. I've got a feeling we'll see you tomorrow. I've got a really good feeling that we'll see you tomorrow at some point. Maybe even Sunday, even if it's just for a few minutes. But yeah, I think that's it. I think I'm going to get out of here. I got to go to Sam's Club. I got to go buy some groceries. Hopefully I can find some steaks. That's what I'm thinking. I need some steaks. Maybe some steak salad and baked potato. Doesn't that sound like a great Friday night treat? I don't know. That sounds like a blast to me. I think it sounds like a blast to me. I think that's what we're going to do. So until next time, it is Sam Goodman, the Hot Nerd, signing out. Thank you for allowing me to be your tour guide to the apocalypse. Thank you for continuing to come here and hang out with me and enjoy this wonderful quality time. It's a blast. I like it. I love it. I got to have more of it. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to try to keep doing it better. That's all I can say. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.